The notorious Lazarus Group from North Korea strikes again, this time pulling off a whopping $22.8 million heist from the UK-based exchange Leaky. It's a stark reminder of the persistent threat posed by state-sponsored hacking groups in the realm of cryptocurrency.
The aftermath has been dire for Liqa, as they were forced to close their doors, triggering a wave of lawsuits from investors clamoring for their money back.
Indeed, the Lazarus Group is no stranger to elaborate cyber schemes, especially when it comes to targeting financial institutions and exchanges on a global scale.
This brazen theft shines a spotlight on the vulnerabilities present in the largely unregulated crypto market, sparking concerns about the efficacy of security measures and the trustworthiness of the entire ecosystem.
With Liqa out of the picture, affected investors are left in limbo, contemplating legal action as a means to recoup their losses.
Yet, the road to recovery may be fraught with obstacles, given the intricate web of crypto regulations and the cloak of anonymity that often shrouds transactions in this space.
Transitioning to our key points, let's recap the critical details of this incident.
The Lazarus Group, hailing from North Korea, executed a bold $22.8 million theft from Leaky, resulting in the exchange's closure to stem the financial hemorrhage.
Investors impacted by this audacious act are now mulling over legal avenues to seek recompense, shedding light on the uphill battle of holding cybercriminals accountable in the cryptocurrency sphere.
As this saga unfolds, it underscores the broader implications for investor confidence in the crypto market, underscoring the urgent need for bolstered security protocols and more robust regulatory frameworks.
In the ongoing war against cybercrime in the crypto domain, it's imperative for investors to remain vigilant, stay abreast of developments, and proceed with caution in their digital currency ventures.